This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The European Parliament rejected a gruesome report not only calling abortion a fundamental human right, but one which also called on EU states to strictly regulate conscience rights as such rights relate to abortion. Proponents of the report were essentially complaining that some nations have a high percentage of doctors who conscientiously object to participation in abortion. The measure is not dead. Instead of killing the measure, it has been sent back to committee on a narrow vote. Georgia Right to Life is complaining that Georgia is a mess as it relates to abortion businesses. While other states have responded to the Gosnell case and have cracked down on abortion providers who put profits ahead of patient safety, Georgia has at least 80 abortions a day. One Atlanta-area facility, found to be in violation of minimum regulatory standards, nevertheless performs 4 to 6 abortions per hour when in full swing. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In an ironic twist, Hong Kong, facing an aging population crisis, is considering a so-called more children policy. Proposals on the table include cash handouts and tax rebates. Tragically, one proposal is for greater access to assisted reproductive treatments, which, among other ethical violations, typically rely on the dangerous and unmonitored practice of human egg harvesting. This has been Life News Radio.